Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Any of the show, grab the podcast
free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, me, my wife, my son, at a self checkout at a Target yesterday, getting some stuff for something for my son, and she was buying some pants for him, and the self checkout, it didn't. What she thought the price was on the back of the store didn't show up at the self-checkout. She's bringing the lady over. And she also had a gift card. She had a Visa Target card that she got for something. So she had to cash that out. So it's all computerized. Everything's a mess. It's just a mess, you know. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It's just the way it is. And then, so my wife said, well, those jeans were 22, not 32, and because, well, whatever it rings up. So there's a little kind of, it's kind of awkward there. And I'm not paying attention, right? Or sitting there. My wife's usually pretty cool with people. She worked in the service industry. And this lady has nothing to do with it. My wife goes, and she walks away. My son goes, Mom, you pulled a Karen there. So she goes, no, I didn't. She goes, yeah, you did. So my wife, being the way she is, she called the lady back over. She goes, I'm sorry. And she goes, this made it worse for my son. Now, I'm used to these interactions because I've been there for 25 years.
Yeah.
And my son, so it's a young girl about my son's age, too, which makes it even more awkward for him. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. My son said I was being a Karen. So everything about that made it worse.
Right.
And it was just like, and I'm just sitting back. I said, hey. Enjoying it.
Yeah.
The lady agree with Ryder and say, no, yeah, were being a Karen.
No,
yeah,
no. Was it a situation where her doing that makes it even more tragic?
I'll give you that.
Sure. He's going to go to bat for her.
He's like, I've got your back.
Right.
Yeah. And my wife really wasn't being a bitch. It was just that she knew why it couldn't work this way, blah, blah, blah. But my son, you know, when kids are teenagers, they're embarrassed by you.
He found a way
they're embarrassed by
to interact with her.
Right. They're embarrassed by you, right.
My wife's embarrassed by me. She's an adult.
Yeah, mine is.
We had a thing yesterday. We got pizza from a place and kids went to pick it up and it was one of the pizzas was missing, just like this personal pizza.
Oh.
And they're like, are you going to call? And I'm like, no.
No, no.
I'm like, why? I'm like, because it's $10. It's worth $10 to me to not make that phone call.
Yeah.
But
it is.
Right.
It is.
If it was anything more than that, I probably would have called.
But to me,
that's worth $10 to have to be like, didn't get the thing. Yeah. And they're like, they don't care. I don't really care.
They don't care. They don't care.
It didn't ruin anybody's night.
Yeah, was it Uber who delivered it? The store actually?
They went to pick it up.
Oh, picked it up one
there.
Yeah,
you guys could have checked to see if it was there. But.
I don't want to cause a problem right here.
Yeah, then they would have been like, well, you also could have drove if you hadn't had three cocktails.
Nobody else volunteered to go back? You were supposed to do that?
Well, no, nobody was going to go back because then it's like, well, everybody's eating what we did have.
Right.
I'm like, let's just eat. Let's enjoy what's here. Yeah. It's fine. And it was something that I'd gotten it made it easy because it was something I'd gotten for myself.
Right.
So if it was for somebody else, I'd be like, my thing's not there. And I'm like, I really don't care.
No. No. Actually, at that point, too, I go, like, the jeans were $22 and she thought they were like 32. And I go, I just look at her, I said, I don't care. Just buy them. I'm not going to walk back. This is, by the way, a Target on a Sunday afternoon, Black Friday weekend. Right, exactly. So there's a huge self-service line because, well, yeah, God forbid you have more cash register.
No, you can't.
That'd be stupid. So it's a huge line, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to go back and check the price way back in the jeans section and come the whole way back up and then still have a problem with the card.
And have
everything.
To talk to the ladies
so,
still?
So I just go, no, just pay the $10. We're fine.
You know, no.
Is that the new shopping world now? We're waiting in line for self-checkout.
Yep.
I hate waiting in line at self-checkout.
Yep.
That's what I thought self-checkout was for.
But waiting in line for someone to check me out, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't mind
hate
that.
It, but I get it. Yeah,
but
I get
if
it.
I have to check myself out, I don't want to stand in line to have to do that.
You do now.
No.
Now, granted, it was a Sunday on Black Friday weekend, but you're right. It's just it's going to be that way. And waiting in line for self-checkout is really and listen, if you're like the first or second person, I get it. But I'm talking, this was like, there were like 15 people deep.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting in line for self-checkout.
Well, it sucks because you get frustrated at people if they're like not moving fast enough. They're like, nobody works there.
No, they don't.
It's like, hey, how do you not know how to do the thing? Yeah. It's like, oh, because you're not a cashier. Right. That's right.
Especially some items, especially you buy food of some of those items too, because Targets have food. Some of them, they weigh them still on that machine, you know?
Well, then there's a bank of four or five of them, and three people are having problems, and there's one person to help each one of them, so you all just got to stand there and wait on that one person.
I feel bad for that
and
person.
I don't know.
It's almost like they could just have separate aisles that had people at a cash register in there. If there was any problems, there'd be somebody right there.
Huh?
Right,
not quite sure what variety of kale I picked up, you know, and there's eight different choices.
La-di-da.
Yeah, I always go with the cheapest one.
That's probably a good rule of thumb.
Well, I bet those places, if you have like bananas, I bet they're, whatever their ledger shows for organic bananas, how many people are saying they have organic fruit when they're putting the fruit on the thing?
I just walked in there. And
you might not even know.
Right.
I mean, and it's just human nature to, I probably bought the cheaper one and click on that.
Yeah, and if you want to bring me up for the more expensive
one. Nick always buys the free one. this one's free. This one's free.
That's called theft.
It's called don't put me in charge of the money thing.
That's true. I don't work here. Don't put me in charge.
You fall within their acceptable yearly
margins. But that one lady we talked about a couple weeks ago actually just got busted because she just would do it all the time.
Yeah.
And she was ringing up hundreds of dollars worth of stuff, right?
Yeah. She got a little greedy.
Boop. There's a TV. It didn't get booped.
Oh, you know? Were they switching the barcode?
Yep.
Okay.
They tape barcodes to their hand.
Okay.
And hold the box and run it right across. The barcode beeps it that way.
Huh.
I saw
it's a
that.
Dollar.
Yeah. This right. This 30-inch TV is a dollar. Hmm. Good deal.
That's a bit premeditated. Yeah. They're going to bust you for that.
Yeah, they tape one. I saw that story, how they do that.
Yeah. We have to do it pretty premeditated. You know, if I hope it works, that maybe might be what it should be, but
free underwear,
I don't know.
Free underwear for me. Acceptable loss, right? They say that we have people that work there.
Yeah,
not just Target, all of them.
Well, I think the guy
Walmart one.
Yeah, right it there. Was. I think if they said 10% loss every year to just those types of things,
it's
got to
be more now with the self checkout.
They expect that. Yeah.
But what do they expect if somebody came to be like, why'd you do that? Like, I don't know.
I don't work here.
Not a cashier. I've always wondered too, like gas stations with like firewood outside.
Yeah.
Like, do they really expect to sell all of those?
Yeah. Somebody's got to take those.
Oh, yeah.
And the blue stuff for your windshield is always outside too. A lot of that. Right.
Or when they sell when the ice is outside, and there's a small and a large bag. Has anybody ever been like, I'm getting a big one?
And you walk back in there and pay for it? Yeah. I got four bags out there. They just take your word for it. Acceptable ice loss.
Yeah.
Right. Like all the large bags are gone, but we've only sold smalls.
I guess
they still haven't gone to the honor system on the propane tanks yet, though.
They haven't, though?
No. Okay.
They're locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they explode.
Well, and have you looked at the prices on those things lately?
No.
There's a gas station across the street from my house.
Biden.
Where I go to flip out the gas bottle.
Right.
And it's like
$40.
It's only like $25 if you have one to give back. But if you want one and you don't have a trade in, $75.
Really?
Wow.
$75 for a brand new bottle if you don't have one to trade back in.
And then you keep trading that in, you never get that money back. It's always just being traded.
Yeah, but you don't have to spend the extra $35.
I know.
Whatever.
But
this was like 50 the last time I was at I had needed a new gas bottle.
You know who you can thank for that.
I don't know. It just sounds like four Karens.
Global economy issues?
Global economy inflation.
No, it's one guy. It's always all about one guy.
A complicated system of geopolitical global climate issues?
No, it's not that at all. You got to simplify it down. It's just one guy.
Just Biden.
Right. It's
Biden.
The same guy that jacked up the cashews I bought the other day to $20.
Man.
A pound and a half of cashews, $20.
We'll ring them up as peanuts.
Yeah. I should have.
Yeah. Nick's right, man. Go shopping with Nick. Helpful hints with Nick Allen.
Totally. Yeah. I always like the gas
station. You guys can talk about it in the holding cell together.
Oh. Hey, you rang up the nuts wrong? Like, oh, sorry, I hit the button, was right there. You arrest me? Jesus.
Yeah, Todd, you rang up the nuts wrong.
I always like the gas stations that have the ashtray right next to the propane rack.
I know. They do. Because people are out, because some of their workers are out there and smoke.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, put that by the ice.
Now, the one I go to is smart enough to have the propane a little bit further down from the door.
You go to the smart places.
No, I go to the one closest to my house.
There you go.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right.
You want a big breaking news story for me? Metallica is putting out a new album and touring. And this was all unknown until 5 minutes ago when I got the email.
When's it coming out?
You had no premonition?
No, this has not been foretold in any way. Metallica's 12th full-length album, 72 Seasons, drops April 14th, 2023. And then they also announced all of their tour dates for 2023 and 2024.
All of them.
Which it's stadiums only, but here's the concept. They're playing two nights in every stadium, different opening acts both nights, completely different set lists both nights.
Who are the opening acts?
Let's see. Pantera, Mammoth WVH, Five Finger Death Punch, Ice Nine Kills, Greta Van Fleet.
And they all alternate, those bands.
So one will play each. So there's different runs, but, you know, there's two bands per run. One plays the first night, one plays the second night. And Metallica doesn't play the same song at all both nights.
So they would go a night without playing Master of Puppets?
Yeah. They'll play it one night or the other, but not both.
And not Enter Sandman, they won't do both
be
nights?
Completely different set list both nights.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
So you got to go both nights.
And it's in their stadium shows in the round.
No, I'm not. I don't hate the band. They're a good band, obviously. But there are certain songs you'd want to hear every time they play. Enter Sandman and Master of Puppets, for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
And most people aren't going to be able to go to both shows.
No, it's a lot of money.
You can get two-day tickets. You can even get full tour
play Enter
passes.
Sandman, we did it last night. We forgot it.
So they set the stage up at the 50-yard line.
Yeah. A stadium show in the round, which you don't generally see.
No.
I think U2 did one years ago, the 360 tour, but... Yeah. Generally, it's one end of the stadium, but this is going to be in the round.
Is Lars going to have a rotating drum set?
The times I've seen him in arenas when they've done it in the round, yes.
What do you mean by stadiums, by the way? Football stadiums or baseball?
Football stadiums.
Football. Okay.
Yeah, MetLife, AT&T Stadium, SoFi, State Farm, yeah.
What's the closest one?
St. Louis in 2023, and Chicago and Minneapolis in 2024. Yeah, this is a Big this, giant. This, and they sent out a brand new single that came with this email, too.
And at least they're touring with rock bands, too, as opposed to in somebody said,
pretty
rock,
good
rock
ones.
And country together. There's one of those shows right. coming here.
Pretty good ones, it's, yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch with some lousy country artist.
Oh, they got to yeah. prove how cool they
thinking,
are.
No, nobody wants to see both those. They want to see one of those.
What right. a wide right. variety of interests they have.
Yeah, nobody, yeah, that's exactly why I do that. Well, we're playing the commercial. Sorry, we are. But it's just saying rock and country together. Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope.
You might like that. Yep. Your fans don't.
No, they don't.
I was really disappointed when, who'd the Stones bring? Brooks and Dunn.
It was horrible. Yep. It was horrible. Yeah.
Paul McCartney brought... Was it Kanye?
Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found out he's nuts lately, by the way, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
And one of the sponsors on the M72 World Tour, Liquid Death.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Man.
We Why like do they call Liquid it Death. M72?
The new album is 72 seasons, so the tour is M72, Metallica.
Now, you guys are okay. all, you Metallica heads are kind of pussy sometimes because you whine about music like you hated St. Anger, right?
Well, everybody agrees St. Anger was... I get what they were trying to do. The album wasn't the greatest.
But a lot of people like it, too, though, they say.
Not many.
Okay.
Not many. Yeah.
They fight you on it, right? Okay.
Oh, most new album's going to suck.
Most people agree, even Metallica fans. St. Anger was not their best.
All right.
I just thought that some kind of monster movie was pretty funny.
I watched that.
That they put out.
Yeah.
They're like in the studio and then in group therapy and then Hetfield's writing a song going, "The Unknown Feeling." Oh, where'd you get the idea for that, James?
Yeah.
Was it that group therapy session?
Well, I thought the movie was good because it's a cool documentary, but those things are such timepieces. Because now they don't mean anything.
Well, and I think even those guys look back on that and go,
maybe we're a little too whiny.
Maybe we were just a little too open about that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Behind maybe we could have done that, but not put it in a documentary and showed people.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
showed the world how sensitive we are behind the scenes.
Right.
And it was
right.
a short. It was, right. Like I said, it's a timepiece of how they felt at the time. They don't feel that way now, so it's kind of like, eh.
James was rude to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're both bathing with supermodels with tons of money.
Yeah.
Wah.
Yeah.
Wham.
I think I've read some articles recently where they've said, maybe that wasn't the best move for us.
I thought it was like an unintentional spinal tap.
It kind of was.
It was very funny.
That's probably why I liked it. I did watch it, and it was an unintentional spinal tap.
But Hetfield's recording lyrics, their vocals, with like his little kid on his lap.
I know.
Like... Metallica, you think that nobody should be safe around that guy when he's like,
And that was a long time ago. He's an old man now. Like
no.
They're in their late 50s.
That was 20 years ago, that documentary. 2004, I believe.
Yeah. It was about, they were in their late 30s, early 40s at that point.
Right.
I'm an alcoholic.
Tell Metallica, it's like, Lars, I don't like your tone.
You're right. Okay. Do the documentary in 1990. Do it then.
Yeah, yeah.
When her head was in blow and they were drunk puking.
Well, they liked each other then.
Yeah, exactly. You do like other people when you're doing blow and you're drinking.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Right. Yeah, Hetfield was trying to get sober at that point.
Right, exactly.
And so he was...
He
was all sorts of messed up.
Yeah. Well, that's a big show there, but it's not coming here because we don't have a big stadium. But
you can only see Garth in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised I saw
Lincoln,
Kenny Chesney. Yeah, was
yeah.
Be going
they
to
could
Lincoln.
Do it at Lincoln. Yeah, they could do it at Lincoln.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
yeah, you could, and because all these dates are in the summer.
Well, that
like August.
That doesn't represent Nebraska values like Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
and Lincoln.
I was surprised that Kenny Chesney was not going to be in the stadium.
What was that?
I was surprised that Kenny Chesney was not going to be at Memorial Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he's going to be in Lincoln, but it's going to be at
the arena. When's
the
last time they had a rock act in Lincoln, in the stadium?
Well, the Farm Aid.
They had the Farm Aid there.
87. We've heard. We weren't here then.
No.
We weren't respecting Nebraska
fans. But nothing since, right?
Rock-wise, no, I don't think so. It was that Nick was at the COVID fest that was Garth Brooks. Remember?
Well, then he shut down the tour like right after.
Right
that.
After
he's
that,
like,
yeah.
"We'll go out." Then there's like, "Oh, here's huge shows," and he's like, "Well, that's not a good idea."
Lincoln will show up. It's Nebraska. That's right. He did shut it down after that.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, try to contain your excitement because I'm looking at video. It's probably about an hour old, but the coach is in town.
Oh, yeah.
Coach is here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think there's a.
Things
Presser
are
going to
start happening now.
I saw social media. Somebody had a good point. It was great. Another smiling, rich white guy. right. getting off a jet.
Huh? Yeah, maybe he could win some games.
They did hire a white guy.
I did see their...
That shocked me.
Yeah, it's weird. They sent out something saying you can go to the Memorial Stadium to welcome him.
Or like, not.
This afternoon.
We are.
Right, everybody's just going to be there like... waving at him.
I'm going to yell, "We are," all the time. Eventually, he's going to reflex and yell, "Penn State." I'm sorry. Sorry. Because you do that. That's a reflex Penn Staters get.
Just wait till the presser is over.
It's lame. And people. It's lame. It's, "We are Penn State." I got it.
Wait till the presser's over and everybody's just starting to pick up their stuff.
We are.
And, you're in the back of the room and he's just starting to step away from the podium and you just hear,
"We are
Penn State."
I'm telling you, man, it's a reflex. You can't stop it.
People's heads would explode.
It'll kick in.
I know. They it kicks in, man. I've gotten in crowds, randomly with a Penn State shirt on, not anywhere back east.
Yeah.
I hear a guy at, like, Target yell, "We are Penn State." Whatever.
Well, how long was
we're morons.
Was he with the program?
He played.
No, played for them?
He played there, and he started his coaching career there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Under Paterno.
He certainly trained to react to that reflex.
Oh, yeah. Grew up in State College, too. But he's a Nebraska guy now, and you're welcome, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
But somebody tossed that out there at the press conference.
I still hope he fails, but whatever. Right.
Yeah, the next coach to get a buyout.
Well, it works for you either way.
I know.
Because if he fails, you get to watch that, and if it's good, you get like, "Oh, I took a Penn State guy."
Especially because I get to troll more.
Right. You troll?
I do. Just that particular that. And
now
troll.
Knowing that you were you spent three solid days on the couch, I get why you were trolling.
Yeah. Vodka helps, too.
Well, yeah.
Or hurts. Mm. Yeah.
Whatever.
Trolling about fun stuff. Football's fun.
I might have had
some teams are good. Some teams suck. And you give your best buds crap or your friends or family when their team sucks.
No, I think you enjoy angering people.
No. Well, there's that, too.
A little bit of that.
He likes that,
poke,
too. Yeah.
Poke. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But once again, I grew up with buddies and we used to give each other crap. Our team's losing. You and I, we all do it here.
Yeah.
You can't take it, get out of the kitchen, damn it.
That's not personal.
It's not personal at all. It's fun.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, for some people, it couldn't be more
personal. But then they got a problem with it, right?
You're talking about their boys.
Yeah.
You're talking about my boys.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Farm Aid, Garth. Oh, and one time Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. 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 Brad Paisley was there one time, too.
Oh, was he?
Rock concerts, legitimate?
Nope.
No.
No. No. All right. Well, that's cool. Metallica's going out. That's cool.
Yeah.
Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.